say we're going to start at the end here with our good friend dressed in black.
Well, I was in comparison, I was trying to explain before, but I am the cock teaser. Just to kind of keep it up and keep everything ready to blast off, you know. I'm shooting ropes, and I'm in like a clean disguise.
Cheers to that.
Yep.
I am an unfunny fucking convention loser. You may see me at Comic-Con, or maybe PAX, or maybe even Anime Expo. I'm always here, and I'm always there. You can't escape me, and I'm so fucking unfunny.
I am David. I am David the cock gnome.
Nice. Oh yeah. All right.
That's it.
There it is. There's that. And I am getting political. I'm not even trying to be funny. I'm just trying to make a political statement. All right, I am Hillary Clinton's biggest supporter. This skull is the skull of Monica Lewinsky.
Ooh, bad bitch.
That's right. Sexual robot. Marriage terminator that she is. I got her. Don't worry, Hillary.
Kimbaku.
That's Don't bad. Worry, Hillary. I got your back. And I am Hillary's personal enforcer. So if she's got a problem with anybody,
yeah,
she's going to send me out to get you on my horse. And I'm going to burn this candle for you. And your family.
That's better.
And we're gonna remember you when you're dead. Boom! You won.
Yeah, seven?
Let us know in chat.
Why did I kill a sparkle like that?
Because it's
what the?
It's powered by Hillary's energy, man.
We're remembering the dead. So that those are ghosts.
It's like the sorrow.
Okay. Well, theme song?
Yeah.
Everybody, it is Halloween. Tomorrow we are here. We spookified the podcast set.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't put out a big video this week. We did put out a new episode of Friend Dimension. Check it out. We were able to play Nidhogg. That just went up, actually, tonight.
That game is rad.
If you're watching this live, it just went up.
I really recommend Nidhogg.
If you want to see a Mega 64 production with good audio, watch our Nidhogg video. It's available right now. We actually met the creators of Nidhogg years ago.
Yeah.
In another video on our channel.
Is that when we were making fun of the indie developers?
Yes.
Yeah. That is probably one of my least favorite videos you've ever done. And I just felt so bad about doing that. Like, in the moment, it was funny, I guess. But then, like, looking back on it, it's like, man, those are just guys trying to sell their game. We were just destroying them.
They all got it, though.
Yeah, it's still funny.
Yeah.
It's better than many videos we've done.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
okay. I don't remember what we said to the creators of Nidhogg. I think it was like making fun of their title. But then again, I could be wrong. Watch it for yourself. Check out our Nidhogg episode of Friend Dimension and then go back and watch our GDC video from a few years ago where we slam all the indie game developers. I wish I could remember the name of that video off the top of my head.
It's Cool Guys on the Beat, GDC.
Cool Guys on the Beat, GDC. That's a good title.
Yeah.
So that's what's been new for us video-wise this week.
We filmed a video that isn't out yet, but we have been filming this week as well.
We have a bunch of videos waiting in the wings.
That's right. I was just about to say, we've been cooking up something big and special. We had a big crew of people helping us out this week, and there were some photos floating around the internet of our helpers. We're planning on unveiling some of this stuff shortly. You may even see it in person next week if you're going to Anaheim, baby. Whoa, game days. 2016 at Disneyland. Tickets are sold out. So if you don't have a ticket yet.
For the day one event. Day two, you can still go to Disneyland.
Well, day two, you can still go to Disneyland with us, which
we can't keep them from, like, unfortunately, we can't keep some people from going to Disneyland. So everyone can go.
Yeah, there are some people I'd like to ban permanently.
Yeah, permaban.
It is, Brian. It is the same day as Dapper Day this year.
Is it really?
Yeah. And there's gonna be people with waxed mustaches and old timey cameras that you're not gonna want to be there.
That I'm gonna go for both.
Can't help that. No, I'm sorry.
Like, dapper means you look good.
Yeah, yeah. I'm always dapper.
So, I know, that's what I don't get.
Get rid of the oily mustache. Yeah. That's the opposite of dapper.
Dapper no one day? Likes oil.
What the fuck is dapper? That's stupid.
You're supposed to dress up.
I know, but who organizes that?
A bunch of rockabilly nerds who couldn't get into the rockabilly day. Yeah, but there's like three of every fucking day now. There's like four goth days, I think.
Yep.
Because rival Disney gangs start up a day to piss off the goth kids they don't get along with that go to Bats Day. So now there's like...
There's like more than one Bats Day?
I think there's like a goth day, a Bats Day.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's... There's Harry Potter. I think there's multiple Harry Potter days.
There's Harry Potter World now.
Did they stop it?
Well, because of Harry Potter World.
Yeah, please stop it.
Yeah, like, go there.
Diagon Alley.
Go to Universal Studios and have your day. We have our days, and it's game days.
Yeah. So anyway, that's in 1 week.
I can't believe how fast it got here. That's crazy.
Yeah, no kidding.
I can believe it.
But you can still get discount park tickets on our website. Just go to mega64.com/gamedays, and that's all still there. So you have until Friday, I think, to do it. So. Hope to see
Friday
you.
Friday is when the ticket window closes.
Hell yeah.
Hope to see you guys at Disneyland on Sunday. Sunday, November 6th. I can't wait.
God, yeah, I haven't been to Disneyland since last game days.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm stoked.
I went like 2 weeks ago. It's already all set up for Halloween. It felt cool in there, man.
Yeah.
I like that decorating a lot better than the regular stuff.
Possibly. Give it a try.
You're going to start to see a little bit of the Christmas stuff go up when we go.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Really?
All right.
It's already starting to trickle in.
Do you prefer the Halloween decor or the Christmas?
Christmas.
I like Christmas better too.
See, they got, dude, over in like, I guess it's like kind of frontier land. They had like a Day of the Dead kind of setup where they had all these like sugar skull skeleton mannequins and stuff. It looked really cool. And then, of course, like Nightmare Before Christmas shit everywhere near the Haunted Mansion. Course.
Day of the Dead.
Yeah. The Dia de los Muertos.
Dia de los Muertos.
Is that tonight?
I don't know.
Or tonight's All Hallows Eve. I get them.
Is that confused. What it is?
I am going to offend some people with this next statement.
Oh, don't do that.
Oh, God.
That's right. Thank you. That's
you
perfect.
You know what? I'll back you up. I'll offend some people after. I got something offensive I want to say.
Something next. Yeah.
Hey,
okay.
All right. Everybody think of something offensive. We're going to do an offensive round. Okay.
Let's commit. This Halloween cast needs to step it up. We're all going to say something really offensive.
And we're crystal clear audio-wise now, too. So
nice.
It's going to be perfectly offensive.
And Sean and I are anonymous, so we could say fucked up stuff.
Yeah. Dude,
anonymous white men. Who knows what will come out of your mouth.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Sean now Barry, I start to
he's
sweat.
Getting nervous just thinking about what he wants to say.
I don't know.
I can feel him tensing up.
I'm sweating. I'm very tense.
Dia de los Muertos is the most bullshit celebration ever fucking
created. Why?
That's remembering the dead.
Why?
I'm curious what you have to say because I've heard people of Mexican origin say the same thing.
Okay.
So what is it? What are you going to say?
It's like Cinco de Mayo.
I'm not of Mexican origin. I am Puerto Rican. There's a difference. Thank you. My family doesn't celebrate it.
Right.
So I don't know anything about it except I saw a PBS television special once.
Okay.
And I noticed a trend. They kept interviewing people about Dia de los Muertos and everybody was talking out of their ass.
Really?
Nobody knew what – nobody was consistent in any fucking thing they were saying.
Really?
They all contradicted one person after another. And it occurred to me that this all just seems like a made-up celebration. Well, that there's actually no tradition to
made
it.
Up.
This one woman, the quote that stuck out to me said, "This tradition dates back to between 700 and 1500 years ago."
That's a long time ago.
And I just thought, you just gave an 800-year window.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you know how many things can happen in an 800-year window?
Yeah.
If you can't narrow it down... smaller than 800 years, I'm going to say that's not really a fact. You can't confirm that. So that's I'm sticking with that. It's all bullshit.
Stick it to it.
It's all made up. And it's for people who like to dress.
Yeah.
No, because, you know, you could talk about Christmas and you could talk about the long tradition of Christmas and you could talk about traditions of Christmas and the story of where it comes from and where it originates. And I feel like you can't do that with Dia de los Muertos. It's just, we try to remember those who have died.
Right.
And we paint skulls on our faces. This is all very important.
It's become extremely pop culture-y.
Yeah.
The sugar skulls and Marilyn Monroe with the fucking sugar skull makeup on her face, airbrushed.
Yeah, and what does that have to do with the tradition?
She's dead.
It's all overblown bullshit.
This is what I was gonna say is I know a couple people who are Mexican that think that white people kind of took it and ran with it and did all kinds of stupid
bullshit
with it.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say, is that they kind of took something that was culturally, you know, whatever, and changed it into...
Well, maybe that's what they were interviewing on the KPBS special. Because like I said, nobody knew what the hell they were talking about on what I saw. Anyways, that's my offensive statement of the evening, if you disagree with me. Sorry. Who's next?
Damn, dude, offended.
Okay, I'll go next. This is going to offend women.
But I'll bring it back around.
They've had it too easy for too long. So
you guys have had an easy ticket. Okay. So I'm sorry to bring you back to Earth.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Everyone is making jokes about how every girl is going to be Harley Quinn this Halloween.
Right.
Which is partially true. There will be many of them.
Right.
But All you ladies out there thought you were being sneaky. You all went as Eleven from Stranger Things. You all did that. No. Every one of you did that. That's right. I'm generalizing as hard as I can because it's true.
Wow.
You all bought... Why else is the grocery store out of waffles?
Oh, shit.
I needed waffles last night.
Eggos, dude? Lego my Eggos?
I can't. Yeah, I couldn't even go to bed last night because I didn't have my before bed waffles.
Wait a minute, you're still doing before bed waffles
and after bed.
I thought that was like fucking 10 years ago when I first met you. Holy shit! I got my things too, dude. That's cool.
So anyway, don't lie. You dressed up. You did that, but. I'm just flip the script.
Flip it.
All you guys out there.
Flip it, brother.
You need to stop being Waldo.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
And you need to stop being the guy from Walking Dead with the bat.
Ooh, Negan.
Stop. Too easy. Be the guy who got hit by the bat.
Don't say those names.
Ronnie.
He doesn't even know.
Is that, I don't know, is that somebody?
No.
Oh, okay.
Come on.
Fuck. So anyway, the jig is up. You're going to surprise everyone with your Stranger Things or Waldo costume. I got you.
Yeah, he got
exposed.
It. Got him.
Anyway, that wasn't that offensive. You're going to have to step it up.
I don't know what to say to be offensive.
Come on, just think of something that's offensive nowadays. Say it.
I don't know, guys. I don't want to say anything. I'm tired of...
You can't tell who this is, so just say
I'm
whatever
tired.
You want.
No. I just,
come on, say what's his name looks like Shizor. Say
go
something
ahead.
Offensive.
There's
get,
this,
get offensive.
There's this. I can't do it. There's
You're
this,
good at it.
Say all the stuff you say when the cameras are off.
Yeah, when they're not.
What do you say? I don't say anything offensive when the cameras are off.
Okay.
Come on, Sean.
We can tell by the quiver in your voice that that's a lie. So just let it fly.
Filter. I'll say something that.
Can you start it with hashtag no filter?
Hashtag no filter.
I don't know. I'm very sick of Jennifer Lawrence and Chris Pratt.
What the fuck? Are you reading tabloids?
Yeah, what are you doing in your personal life?
What the fuck, dude?
Stop reading us magazine.
What the fuck did you even just say?
That's so not even... I don't even know what those two people look like.
What the hell are you doing in your
life?
He
offended me.
Yeah, that offends me.
Sean.
So I guess that worked.
That's... Yeah. So okay, far, Garrett, you win.
Save us from this.
Christ. All right.
That was sad. We're coming back to you. Hey, we're coming back to you. Think of something offensive.
No, no.
Mine also...
Yes, you hate the Real Housewives of Atlanta, too. All right.
Oh, no.
Go ahead.
Mine also could be offensive.
Okay.
It could be offensive to women if I generalize it. That the movie was made for women, but...
Nice.
I didn't have any interest in seeing Ghostbusters in theaters, so I didn't go.
Oof.
I never went and saw it. And I said I would on the podcast, but I just didn't care. Because I got a Blu-ray of the original film with Dan Aykroyd and Harold Ramis. And, all the writing that went into the script from, you know, everyone in charge.
I just can't get over that Sean said something about Jennifer Lawrence and Chris Pratt.
That was it.
How is that a part of your life whatsoever?
They're just everywhere.
It's like turning into Mr.
They're
Mom.
They're always there. I just want to
They're
see
not
them.
Everywhere.
It's like, what are you catching up on Inquirer at the grocery
line? I don't even know where
line?
You would see them if you tried.
They're just put in my face.
Are they in a movie right now?
Yeah, they're coming out with a movie called Passengers. And I don't want to see
them
anymore.
What is that? What are you talking about?
Yeah, that
about?
Is a trailer. No, I saw
that
a trailer.
That was a trailer. And there was a girl next to us in the theater, and she said,
oh, you I'm saw so, this today.
Yeah, I'm so glad that we live in a world... where Chris Pratt's in it.
And ew, she said that?
Yeah. And I just said, I'm fucking over you, and I'm over him, and I'm over all of it.
Is he Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah.
Is it like a jealousy thing? So I think he's kind of good.
I like chubby Pratt.
Everyone just loves him so much, and I'm just fucking over it. Stop loving him so much.
I'm over him, too. I agree with that.
Do you like Buff Pratt or Chub Pratt?
I don't care about any of them.
Buff Pratt.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm just kind of doughy.
You're so good looking and charming.
He had kind of a thick.
Like, anybody
jaw.
Can be chubby Pratt, but there's only one Buff Pratt.
Yeah, but he just seemed more gettable. Like, could get
him. Yeah, exactly. And you know what?
That turns me on.
I shoot for higher. I go for the swish every time.
All right.
No backboard.
I feel like I don't deserve Buff Pratt. Mm. And I don't think Lawrence does either, so I guess I agree with Sean.
Tight.
Sorry.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Some of us did that correct and others didn't. That's all. I'm going to end that bit with that.
I never asked
some
that.
People, was a bit...
What's the most offensive Halloween costume you could think of? Round two.
Oh, I've ever
What's
been?
What's the most offensive
you could think
or
of.
See?
That you could think of.
How about you've ever seen?
Okay. Well,
because we've definitely
most
been to some high school.
Okay.
I went to some like high school Halloween parties and there were people in super offensive shit. But I guess this would have been after high school. I saw... two people dressed as skyscrapers.
Oh, yeah.
And a third friend dressed as an airplane who kept flying around and crashing into them.
What an annoying night.
Yeah, it was like this dumb 9/11 joke that was really probably 4 years after. And it was like, all right, that's been done.
2005.
Move on to your memes. Jet fuel melts steel beams.
Dang. All right. I haven't seen very many offensive costumes.
You never seen them?
No.
Yeah.
I saw like aborted, like a girl had like a aborted fetus kind of hanging out from between her legs.
Really? What? You saw 9/11 and the aborted
what
fetus?
Parties you go
People,
to?
These crazy chicks that were into horror movies would throw rad parties.
One time I went to a party and there was a guy in straight up like KKK attire.
Well,
like,
he was a ghost.
Go on.
Yeah, out in East County here?
He was a ghost.
That was Halloween?
But, yeah, it was on Halloween. It was. But
yeah, that sounds like a kind of party Sean would go to.
He took off his hood and he was a black guy and that was his costume, but...
Oh, that's close.
I was very offended and I guess I still... I don't know. Was I supposed to be offended?
He took the power back.
I guess so. But I saw that one time.
I think for me, it's just always like... I always see... Well, I don't always, but I did many times long ago see people, you know... in Indian get up, but like they'd paint their face too. And like, they'd be a character that had blackface or they,
well, shit, I'm sure I could find pictures of my parents doing some type of like inappropriate thing in the '80s, just cause it was the fucking 80s.
Yeah.
But yeah, to be our age and see like a lot of terrorists that would, like brown their skin up and then have like dynamite and stuff. I've seen that at parties before.
I saw one of the most offensive decorations.
Okay.
Where they, someone with a Trump sign in their front yard had a black mannequin hanging from a tree.
That was this year.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Whoa. That's bordering on a hate crime.
No, that's a Halloween decoration. That's what they said.
Yeah. Did someone talk to them?
Scary.
Yeah.
So they had been talked to several times and refused to take it down.
Yeah, they were like, it's a Halloween decoration.
Yeah, that's someone who's dug their heels in.
What Halloween decoration is that?
They dug their heels in on that statement. Wow.
Jesus.
Oh, man.
Jesus Christ.
Don't trick or treat there, scary. Kids.
That's funny.
That's where you
get That's a joke. Come
apples
on.
In the race.
Just a joke, everybody. I don't go to offensive parties, okay? Everybody is classy, okay?
Yeah. Well, like, we used to drink PBR and just listen to, like, Swindle.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's a good party.
It was not classy.
Anybody been playing any video games?
I have. I've played Thumper a lot more. That's a game that's for VR or not, but I've been playing it in VR. I'm at a point now where I think I'm just going to just not be able to get past where I'm at.
That's like, what I was afraid of.
But it's really fun, and it's really, really cool in VR. But, man, it's like...
It gets hard.
It's so fucking hard. I can't do it. Like, it's like... I got the turns down, but now it's like I gotta, like... It's just a lot of fucking things to do at once.
I went and gave it a second shot after you talked more about it. And yeah. I just played the demo of it again. But I realized it's the absolute most hated thing in video gaming for me. It's a rhythm-based QuickTime event.
It is that.
It's just a game of endless QTEs, and I realized that is why I was so turned off. So,
I see.
Yeah.
But I really like it. I just want to be able to get... And God, it looks so fucking cool in VR. Like, it blows my mind how cool it looks. I just wish I could get past where I'm
the
at.
Design, like the monstrous faces that you're zoning into and stuff, like, that looks cool. I'll give them that.
Yeah. So, yeah. God, I really want to play more with the VR. It's hard to find the time to do it, but I'm really liking it. So
cool.
That's cool. I've been playing more Mafia 3.
Yeah.
And Battlefield still.
Battlefront?
Battlefront. Yeah. Sorry, confused because Battlefield 1 just came out
as well. Yeah.
Battlefront, Star Wars Battlefront. And I know I said this before. How originally I said I hated the game, and then I had to eat my words, and I continue to suck on my own words and eat them down.
And you're still playing?
Yeah, it's like the only game I play on PlayStation.
Oh, really?
Yeah, right around now. I talked about Mafia 3 last week, and all I really have to say to reiterate is it looks beautiful, but when you really get into the nitty-gritty, you can tell how it's, even though it's trying to go for the Grand Theft Auto aesthetic, they didn't have the same budget as Rockstar. And the little details are not there. Mm. I'm really enjoying it, but it's just not as alive. The world is not like as engrossing as you're used to in an open world game. So it's like kind of, a little bit shocking. You're so used to playing these open world games that are so fleshed out that when you don't get that, it's like, what the fuck? But still an enjoyable game. I think, honestly, it was that... Metal Gear had a big influence on it. That Metal Gear Solid V being one of the bigger games on PlayStation, being so successful, had a big influence on Mafia 3 because kind of stealth is a big aspect of it. And it really reminds me of Metal Gear, how you're kind of going around to these little outposts of four or five guys and kind of taking them all out one by one by sneaking up behind them.
Yeah.
You can whistle to get guys' attention so that they come over and you like thin out the pack.
That sounds awesome.
That's a big element of Mafia 3. So I dig it. Because Metal Gear Solid 5 is my favorite game of the current generation, and
it's funny you should say that.
Why?
I finally got some time to play video games again this weekend.
Yeah,
and that's what I'm back playing.
Jesus,
more story missions to go through and like flesh out my
How
score.
How have you not done them all?
I've done them all, but now I'm going back and getting. There's like certain requirements they want you to get, so I'm going back and achieving all these mission tasks. There's like 4 to 6 per mission. That are optional things you don't need to do to finish the mission. But if you want to get, like, you know, S's or high scores, unlocking shit, earning a lot of, like, money within the gaming system. Yeah. And I love going back and, like, rewatching those story cutscenes play out.
Now, S in a rating S, like, that's the best you can get?
Yeah.
Why is
that's
it not
very
A?
Japanese. It's a very Japanese thing.
All Japanese games do that, though.
Because Thumper is the same
SS,
thing.
Sometimes they have triple S, a, like DDR.
Yeah, and then the top is S.
Yeah.
Plus.
DDR was the first thing that I ever saw do that, and I was just familiar with it since then. That's like a very Japanese.
Maybe it's a Konami thing.
I felt like that was an RPG thing. I always thought
it stands for something.
Super.
It does stand for something, yeah.
But who knows?
Yeah. I don't know. We're in America, guys. We're celebrating Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck.
There's, I played a second, just a brief second of the new Tomb Raider, Rise of the Tomb Raider.
Oh, yeah.
Which is the newest one that just came out. Little bit of that. Now that it's on PS4, I played a little bit of it. Those games, I only played a second, but the new Tomb Raiders control really well. But, you know, it's just the story and the characters are so not interesting at all that it does. I know, like, you shouldn't play a game maybe just for, I don't know. It's like you want a good blend of everything. And I think why I enjoy Uncharted more in that kind of genre is that I really like the character. It's got great characters, great, well-acted story. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you
yeah.
You can relate to everyone.
Sure.
And Tomb Raider, it's just kind of like a bunch of people from a boat. And you don't know them. Like, who are you? I don't know. It's just like everyone is really serious and not really like talking normally. I don't know. So I can't, I don't know. That kind of bugs. But
like the acting feels stiff?
Yeah, it's just kind of like I don't know or care about anybody.
All right.
But fun to play. Gameplay is fun. Yeah. Huh.
Now,
how far are you into it?
No, I mean, the new one, not very. I mean,
Is that Xbox One exclusive?
No, it was for a year. Now it's on PS4.
Now it's on PS4. Okay. Now, I saw a trailer for the new Dead Rising.
Oh, yeah.
I guess it's been out for a while, but I'm pretty behind on shit. And it was only for Xbox.
Yeah, that's
on. That's, again,
yeah.
An exclusive, just like the last Dead Rising I didn't get to play.
Yeah, Microsoft is, like, funding it.
Fuck. I love that franchise, but I don't want to buy an Xbox One.
For that game,
Just keep waiting, because eventually an Xbox One is going to be less than the game.
keep lowering?
The way it's going, and they're giving you, like, 10 free games with
Scorpio.
It. Like, just wait.
I don't know.
It's a lot cheaper now. Xbox Ones are a lot cheaper than they used to be.
They're losing in the market.
Now I'm hearing more and more that the Pro is going to do VR a significantly better frame rate for certain games. So now I kind of have an interest in getting the Pro.
Now, how would they VR for the Oculus or like the Vive?
What?
No, you're talking about PlayStation.
PlayStation. I think you said Xbox. Oh, okay.
No, the PlayStation Pro versus like the Xbox Scorpio or whatever they're calling the new Xbox.
I see.
But a
better frame rate, you say?
Yeah, I was hearing that like everything's gonna work, but that some future games, like some stuff that's coming out like second quarter 2017, that's gonna be significantly better looking on a PS4 Pro than a regular PlayStation 4. Like, that's, I got to launch PS4. But am I that critical when I got the VR on? Is it the experience more than the graphics for me? Do I want to pay for a Pro? I'm not doing 4K TV or any of that shit, so maybe it doesn't matter to me.
Do you see yourself getting a 4K TV anytime soon?
Nope. No. No fucking way. Maybe my eyes are getting bad, but like I watch Blu-rays and I'm like still dumbfounded, like this is so gorgeous.
Yeah, I'm just curious.
I just don't need the next step up as far as like I don't need to spend
a grand. They want to so bad, because you know when it was the regular TV to the HD TV, it was night and day.
Yeah,
and this is, it's pretty much the same,
dude. Hearing what your brother had to go through,
I don't even think it's necessarily the same, because it does. I've seen both. 4K looks better.
Yeah, okay,
but it's the difference from VHS to DVD versus DVD to Blu-ray.
Right.
You know?
Right.
VHS
right,
to DVD. Once DVD came out, it's like, fuck, you have to get this.
Yeah.
Look how bad tapes look.
Yeah.
Like tape was something we just dealt with.
Right.
Nobody liked it, but we dealt with it. And then DVD was like, oh, this is fucking great. And like DVD to Blu-ray, like Blu-ray did look better, but it was like, your DVD is not it's not like you can't watch that. You know,
it's fine.
And it's the same kind of thing. It's like, you know, HD was already so well done.
Right. They're really trying to figure out what to do, though, because everyone got a new TV already, and they're good. And so no one...
Yeah, everyone has, like, a cool TV.
They hoped it was 3D, and it wasn't 3D.
Yeah.
And now they're like, okay, it's got to be 4K, but, like, you know.
It don't.
I've been lucky with TVs. I still have the first HD TV I bought for Metal Gear 4 on PS3.
Really?
It was some shitty white Westinghouse that was probably like a grand at the time. And I think you had one of those too. And I still use that. Yeah. And not a, I have a like a nicer TV in my living room, but I use that in my bedroom, and it still fucking works, and I still play DVDs and Blu-rays on it, and like I feel no need to upgrade yet.
I think we broke that TV in our Wii U update video.
Oh yeah,
and then Jessica Negri stomped on it.
Yeah,
Halo video.
Right. Yeah, yeah,
that's where that.
We got some use out of those white Westinghouses.
Yeah,
strong TVs.
But the thing's still alive and kicking.
Well, there you go.
So why buy? I mean. Yeah, like there's no use to buy a 4K
TV. It's just cool. It's not a necessity. You know, it's not like, fuck, everything's bad until I get this. It's just cool. It looks cool. It does look better.
It does.
But it's just not, you know.
But I don't need to have that. Whereas I needed to have an HD TV.
They just gave up on 3D.
Yeah, but it's like,
even when
3D was coming out, you knew that was going to happen. It's like, just give me the next resolution. Like 3D is.
I've still seen 4K curved TVs. That's the whole thing.
The curve. I don't. What the fuck?
That curve thing. It's maybe a gimmick. Some people out there disagree. That is all marketing.
It's all a marketing gimmick.
It's curved. Wow. It's more immersive. You got it. If you sit like an inch from the TV, it's a little more immersive.
If it's curving around to your peripheral vision, then I would give you that. It's more immersive.
Yeah.
But if it's a 40-inch TV, you got to stand back.
Yeah. At least. And you know what I hear from a lot of people who have them. And again, if anybody out there has it, let me know. But there's an effect that happens where if there's a light source behind you, like a light is on.
Oh, no.
It will bounce off one side and then reflect off the other. It's like a parabolic effect.
And then because I have that with my regular TV. I see the light in the, you know, the
double the glare.
But then double it.
Basically a dual glare. Yeah.
That was how the Panasonic, Sharp, and Sony sold TVs in between 3D and this 4K version. That was just a marketing thing.
3D didn't catch on in the way that they wanted, so they tried to curve it.
And if your dad at home has one of those in his den, he bought into that, go up and remove the glove from your Halloween costume and slap him in the face.
It's all a waste of money.
Yeah, say you tool.
Curve TV is going to be the thing that they make fun of when there's like a sitcom about the 2000s.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, speaking of something that's not a waste of money, check this out. Kickapoo. Go to drinkkickapoo.com. Get yourself a case. That's right, a whole case of your favorite flavor of Kickapoo. It'll make all your TV, you know, flashback, kind of retroactive buyer's remorse disappear. It doesn't matter if you're looking at a 3D TV, a curved TV. Kickapoo improves the experience all around.
Kickapoo, it's like having a 4K resolution on your gullet.
Yeah,
ooh.
That's right.
Take a flavor. 4K flavor.
Yeah, 4K flavor. Absolutely.
Trust me, I'm the cock master.
And they have four flavors. That does make sense.
He does know about flavor. Yeah. Foreskin, he's got it.
And, you know, Kickapoo, actually, we're always telling you, go to Come and Go, go to Beverages and More.
Come and Go.
Come to Game Days. Kickapoo will be at Game Days.
They got a booth.
They've got a booth on site. So if you want to, you know, get some FaceTime with the Kickapoo representatives, get your ideas heard by your favorite soda company.
Pitch your idea.
You know where to do it. Yeah, pitch your idea. What's the next flavor that they should make?
They want to hear from you, I'm sure.
Come out to Game Days. If you've already stocked up on Kickapoo and you're thinking, guys, I already got my Kickapoo.
My fridge is full.
Where else am I going to spend my hard-earned dough? Go to shop.mega64.com. Mm. Get yourself some sick merchandise. You know, I was feeling a little bit undapper, whatever the opposite of dapper is.
Like sloppy.
Shitty. Ugly.
Hot mess. Ooh, people use that too much. Hot mess.
Yeah, so I went to the mall. I went to the clothing store, and I noticed every single sweater, jacket, shirt this season is burgundy.
No shit.
That's the color of the season. I thought, who was the one group that put a burgundy hat out this summer? Yeah. Mega 64 did. So we're ahead of all the fashion trends.
Yeah.
We really are.
Yeah,
so check out shop.mega64.com. We've got some new merchandise coming out constantly. Yeah. I know we're working on stuff that is sitting here waiting to hit the shelves.
Hey, actually, yeah, speaking of which.
What?
All you guys going to Game Days day one next week?
Yeah.
We're going to be selling, we're going to have, like, you know, some items for sale there.
Whoa.
Yeah.
The exclusive poster that's been at a couple cons.
Yeah,
not
yeah.
too shabby. You,
that'll be there. Oh, plus, also for going, you're going to get a bunch of free posters, too. That's just in addition.
Yeah, a lot but of free stuff.
We're known for our prize bags.
Lots of free stuff. But we will have a shirt on sale at the event that is not on our, we haven't even shown it yet.
Oh, yeah, fuck. That's
Dave,
true.
New shirt.
That
new
one? Yeah. It might even be related to a project we're working on.
No, you know,
somewhere. Oh, just saying.
Speaking of being related to a project we're working on, if you want to become related to a project we're working on, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/mega64. We appreciate all the support allowing us to develop version 4. For wide release coming out next summer. And we're getting closer and closer to the next milestone, which would be the Mega 64 book. Which I noticed every fucking YouTuber has a book coming out.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
What's up with that?
But it's all like kids YouTubers, which is amazing. Yeah. It's like the more childish your YouTube audience is, the more likely you are to release a book, which is counterintuitive.
Right.
You would think that adults would be the smart ones who enjoy reading.
See, I thought you were going to say, because Million Dollar Extreme just put a book out.
Did they really?
They're putting one out.
Good
yeah.
for them.
Wow. Well, we'll be putting a book out shortly.
Whoa.
Oh, it's Rockmaster.
My nose itched too bad.
It's Rocco.
We'll nose? Be putting a book out it. Shortly. We've already been collecting all the features, page layouts, photographs, stories.
No
and
shit.
We're waiting for the milestone to be hit because it's going to be hit any moment. One of these
exactly.
days.
Soon. I got hell yeah.
So check all that stuff out. Kickapoo.com, shop.mega64.com, patreon.com/
kickapoo.com.
That's right.
Don't forget the drink.
I always assume people are just going to do what I do, go to Google and type in Kickapoo.
Exactly.
And click whatever links come up. But
that's what I do.
Drinkkickapoo.com. Hey, we saw a few movies this week, and we're going to wrap up the podcast shortly, Sean. I can see you have your hand on your face.
No, actually, like, I think we're making good time.
No, we're good. Okay.
We're actually good on time.
You can't tell. My
you
face
waste
is
time
so
for a minute?
All right,
we can do it.
Calm and
let's waste time for 1 minute.
I'm so serene.
Let's just commit to it. Let's
yeah,
waste
you
time
do
for
it.
1 minute.
Yeah. I can pee, so
blah, blah, blah,
go pee.
Cardboard, bananas.
Let's do, like, dead air for a second.
Cheese. You know, fucking, let's just waste time for 1 minute because we can afford it. We're going to waste time for 1 minute.
Okay.
Wipe my ass with a spoon, juggle pineapples. I'm just saying random things off the top of my head.
Pretty random.
Fucking.
Can I see this helmet?
Take a dump in a Pringles can.
Let me see this thing. You got this at Toys R Us?
The gentleman does not say where he gets his items.
You get this at Toys R Us, though?
Gentlemen, do not discuss what stores
Toys
they
are. Us. You would never know. Take a look. Can I try it on?
Yeah.
I don't want to break it.
No, it'll be fine. If my head doesn't break that thing, your head won't.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, fucking 101 Dalmatians. That's a movie.
And are they making any other masks or just this one?
If that if that does well, I'm sure there'll be more. But as of right now, it's just that.
Which one do you want the most? Green?
Green. Yeah, green. Gotta go green.
All right, I'm back.
All right.
I think that's enough time.
That's enough wasting time.
Yeah. So, hey, we saw some movies this week.
Yeah.
These guys actually saw a movie in theaters.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hot off the presses.
Yeah.
So we'll let you talk about Tom Hanks' Inferno.
Rocco and I saw Inferno. Now, this is the sequel to The Da Vinci Code, Angels and Demons.
Yes. The Robert Langdon is that his, that
Robert
that his
Langdon
name? The
yeah.
Robert Langdon saga
yeah.
continues,
and I will say, just like those other movies,
yes,
wasn't the best movie I ever saw. I fucking loved it. It's Tom Hanks in old museum solving shit.
I have literally the same review of every one of these movies. It's Tom Hanks sleuthing around.
Yeah,
they go to these real locations.
Yeah.
That are shot really cool. Yeah. Like, wow, oh, I didn't know that was a real thing. Wow, I'd like to go there. And then he doles out info I didn't know.
Yes.
Well, yes, actually, yeah. Well, these rings on here are actually meant to represent Dante's rings of hell that he came up with for Dante's Inferno. And two of these have been mixed.
which is actually what they try to do to tell people. I mean, like, he's coming up with all this stuff, and it's like, oh, that's actually, okay, I didn't, all right. And then it ends, and I sit there, and I'm like, cool, make three more.
Yeah, just keep doing that. That's Ron fine. Howard, keep doing it.
It's something that I know, I like, they're well done. They're well done.
Yeah.
They're just not like, I know they're not going to aspire to be Best Picture.
Right.
But they're well done enough. They're not just like, yeah, well, that was fun. Like, they're interesting. Tom Hanks is really good.
I feel like that's how people must feel with James Bond. I don't
particularly care. This is my James Bond.
Yeah, but it's like, yeah, it's, I know what I'm walking into. And I'm going to like it.
This is my James Bond. Yes. Yeah. It's just where
with James
it's like,
Bond, you know you're getting fast new cars and he's going to wear a suit. And this, I know Tom Hanks is going to go to a museum and look at some paintings.
Tom Hanks is going to look at something biblical and tell me something about it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Again, I've never read any of these books. I've never read a Dan Brown book in my life. I don't plan to either.
You guys don't read.
No.
I do read a lot, but it's always nonfiction.
Actually, you do read a lot.
Yeah. But
Walker's always reading.
But I have I just don't read fiction that much. However, nonfiction I'll read. But anyway. This was probably my least favorite of the subject matters.
Mine too.
Because this one is about plague. The concept of like plague and things that came out of like when there were plagues in the past, and what if there was one now. It's about that. I was the one I actually liked the most was the last one, Angels and Demons, because I'm all about, they were in the Vatican archives looking up scary, like weird papal stuff. Yeah. Like, did you know there was a pope that did this? I didn't know that. Oh, that's real. How could the pope do crazy stuff like that? Oh my God.
Pope be crazy.
So, you know, pope stuff, papal stuff.
Yeah. You're into that.
I like that more than what this was about, but it was still good.
Cool.
It's kind of like Indiana Jones too.
It is, but it's a little lazier Indiana Jones.
It definitely is.
We're just going to kind of walk around and look at stuff. Okay, that's good.
I'm a professor at
college. Nobody has a gun. No, maybe now and then, but Tom Hanks ain't got a gun.
Right.
He doesn't. If someone shoots at him, he just goes, stop.
He just finds himself in these incredible situations and he has to get himself out of it.
Yeah.
But the location, especially there's the location that they filmed the final scene in, I'm not going to go into it, whatever. Yeah. Didn't know that was a place. That was so fucking cool.
Yeah, I want to go there. In these great real spots. Yeah,
exactly. So
now,
so anyway,
do you guys feel the same way with Nick Cage and the National Treasure franchise?
I haven't seen any of those movies.
I've never seen one.
They don't even give him a shot.
No shot for Cage.
No,
damn. Not even after Snake Eyes.
What?
No. Never seen Snake Eyes.
No, I haven't seen Snake Eyes.
You know, and you know what hurts my brother? I've told my brother this, and he looked at me like I fucking stabbed him.
Okay.
He's so upset I'd never seen Face Off.
Face Off. Oh, great.
He was
Face
like,
Off? Yeah, Face Off.
He's like, what? Great. How? You've never seen Face Off?
Yeah.
That's like one of his favorite movies.
I do drops on the PPS from Face Off.
Oh, okay.
Face Off is a great movie. So is Broken Arrow. But
never seen that.
Great in a way that's like, it's not really great, but I just, you enjoy it.
There's a cool gun in Broken Arrow. That's all I remember from that movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So is Heathers. Great movie.
Yeah. Cool gun in Heathers.
We're just kind of like hip hop, you know, hopscotching actors.
Yeah, yeah.
What is the coolest?
Sorry. 7 Degrees of Kevin Bacon or whatever.
Right. Basically. Broken Arrow had John Travolta, who was also in Face Off with Nicolas Cage, who was in National Treasure.
Yeah.
What were you gonna say?
I was gonna say, what's the coolest like gun, coolest weapon in like a movie?
The lightsaber. Well, in Broken Arrow,
Noisy Cricket. MIB.
Ooh.
Noisy Cricket's pretty cool.
Really? Ooh.
Noisy Cricket.
Let's not, other than lightsaber. Because lightsaber, that's cool. But let's talk like a gun.
Broken Arrow was famous because John Travolta had a Beretta M93F Rafika or something.
Yeah.
And it had like a longer magazine and a little dummy handle in the front and like a little suppressor or like a flash hider in the front. That was pretty cool.
I don't know guns.
Three shot burst.
Like in movies, I don't know.
I'm going to go. Hey, you know what? It's a little whatever, but I'm sure it might be real. I think it is, but whatever. I saw it in the movie. The first Expendables, Hail Caesar. What's his name? Terry Crews.
Terry Crews,
His character, Terry Schiavo's character.
Do you know the name of this
thing? And it's that automatic like shotgun thing.
Yeah,
I don't remember the name of it.
Fuck, I don't remember the name of it either.
Shotguns are real.
But that's real.
I think it's all based on
real
stuff.
They have machine gun shotguns.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
But it's such a heavy duty, thing. And when I saw it in the movie, I'm like, is that? I want to like look this up. And I think it was,
You can look them up on YouTube, people. Like, there's a lot of people shooting.
But he walks up and it's just
like an M8 12.
It's just like, How does this exist?
Whoa. Yeah.
I just remember thinking like...
AA-12, that's what it is. The chat had it.
There were a lot of unrealistic things in that movie, but that was something that was so unrealistic, I thought it had to be real.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. So, there you go.
Well, anyways, it's like an automatic 12-gauge. They can take like either drum or like extended magazines.
How the fuck? Who needs that?
If you're going into to fucking like break up a drug den, dude, you want close quarter...
All you need is the noisy cricket. It was presented as a joke in MIB, but when you actually break it down, that is like the ultimate weapon.
Yeah.
The amount of power contained in a weapon that you could hide in the palm of your hand.
Did it kill people? Ooh. I think it stuns them.
What about in Mars Attacks, the Martians have those disintegrated rays.
Wow.
Turn you into green or red skeletons.
That's pretty good.
What's the strongest weapon in any movie? That you've ever, I'm trying to think. The Death Star. Of all the movies I've seen, is it the Death
Nuclear,
Star?
I'd have to say noisy cricket.
Hydrogen bomb, America, World War II.
I'm talking.
The noisy cricket, for its size, sends Will Smith on his first use, sent him flying 12 feet into the hood of a car.
Yeah.
The amount of force that this tiny gun can produce is
true.
Uncomparable.
Oh, well, yeah, Death Star. You just said it.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's anything else.
What's funny, look,
if I had a noisy cricket the size of the Death Star.
But that's not in a movie. You got to make the movie before you can
say
it.
They don't do that.
The Death Star is fucking, it's the size of a moon. The noisy cricket is like half as strong. And it's the size of a fucking lighter.
I'm going to go 7 degrees to Kevin Bacon as well. You're saying
7 degrees to Kevin Bacon.
The noisy cricket was used against, what's that actor's name?
Vincent D'Onofrio,
who was in Full Metal Jacket, and he blew his fucking brains out with a M16.
Yeah.
So you know the M16.
You know what's really fun?
Okay. So that's a pretty powerful weapon, too.
Noisy cricket.
My parents hate... They just are not
Full
into
Metal Jacket?
Kubrick's movies.
Oh, really?
That's just not for them. They are just like... Yeah, he does like a level...
They want lighthearted.
Artsy stuff that I just can't... You know, they're just not into that.
Kubrick's a bummer.
But they both love Full Metal Jacket, and I had the joy of telling them who directed that. And they were like...
Oh, no.
Oh.
So,
right. Gotcha. Take that, Mom and Dad.
Yeah,
fucking
Mom and Dad,
gotcha.
If you're watching
you got
this,
cultured.
Yeah.
They were already proud of me for wearing this.
I saw a movie that was highly rated, reviewed, got good reviews.
Nice.
Yeah, I always like it when you know the movie's good before you even watch it.
Yeah.
Sausage Party.
Oh, boy.
That did not look good to me.
Anybody here see Sausage Party?
No, I saw the preview and I thought, this is not good. So I didn't watch it.
I felt like that would be
I judged the book by the cover.
Nice, nice.
Sorry.
Well, it was dumb as fuck.
Okay.
It was a stupid, goddamn, dumbass movie.
Really?
Not even chuckle? It is just 90 minutes of a hot dog and a bun dreaming of having sex with each other. Just, I'm going to get my wiener in those buns. Oh, really? You're going to get in my buns?
Was it in widescreen?
I hope you get in deep. Oh, I'm going to raw dog it. Oh,
why the fuck would you waste your life? It's one thing to watch it. Okay, you want entertainment.
Like, if you're
fine.
14, I bet you love
it. Yeah, that's fine. But why work on that?
Yeah,
why fucking
put
this
really
money
on
that?
And
I'm going to smother it into your buns. The Stranger Things kids are going to hand down peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. You're going to laugh.
Oh, no.
What? You're going to fucking laugh.
What?
Why do we do anything? Why wake up in the fucking morning?
You know, I heard that it was good. I didn't know much about it going in. I just heard that it was adult humor.
Oh, yeah.
But it was really like just that over. I think at one point. So everybody, all the food items in a supermarket dream of being bought one day because they think when they leave the supermarket, they'll go to this promised land where they can finally have sex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What the?
That's what it. Oh, man.
And the movie has this whole good kind of like slant of like, you're either conservative and you want to save yourself for sex, or you have sex right there in the store before you're supposed to. And there's
it's got a whole religious angle.
No, there really is this whole
religion,
like religious, like pent up sexuality aspect to it, which is weird. And like there's a hot dog and a bun, and they're in their packages, but before they get bought, they have hands. And they stick their hands out of the like part where you seal the package, where you twist it up.
Yeah.
They get their hands out and they can touch fingers. And throughout the whole movie, they talk about like, oh, we touched tips, and oh, we weren't supposed to touch tips, and now God is punishing us because we touched tips. And that is such a huge thing throughout the movie.
That's deep.
That's what you're in for. It's a deep joke. So, sausage party.
Yeah.
83.
Religious commentary.
83% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Is it really?
I didn't. Why do you?
Why does food want to fuck?
Yeah. Just let me eat you. Don't eat each other.
Why does food need to fuck?
Our homie Max did. He does that brain dump. Max Gilardi, Hot Diggity Demon.
Yeah.
He did a review of it, and from his review, it kind of got me interested in like, I feel like that would be worth the price of admission, but. I don't know. Maybe that's like a Redbox afternoon, you know?
You know, they're the
Redbox afternoon.
Oh, yeah. So, you guys don't have those?
It's like an animation, but for adults. And yeah. It kind of follows the trope of an animated movie adventure, and it does that well. It feels like, yeah, they're hitting all the beats of like a Pixar movie if food was alive, you know?
Right.
They would fall off the shelf, and behind the shelf is this whole seedy underworld.
Right. Oh, with dust bunnies and shit.
Whatever. So, like, you know. The movie is paced well. The movie is paced well. The humor is lame. So that's my review.
Well, it's Seth fucking...
Seth Rogen film.
Rogen, yeah.
Jonah Hill, Seth Rogen wrote it. But you know what? They are funnier than that. They're
funny. They, you know what? They have
been. They helped write L.E.G., didn't they?
Yes. They're funny guys. The L.E.G. They're funny series. Guys.
Definitely Jonah Hill.
I feel like a lot of people peak early. And then they do stuff for a paycheck.
I feel that way, too. What's the deal
because
with that?
Because that's their production company that made that.
That's across all genres.
I always
all
like
forms of, like,
a band.
If you're in a band or a TV
I
show.
I always like the first album.
TV show is better. Best in, like, seasons 2 or 3. Season 10 is never as good.
I think because you're trying to prove and impress upon an audience so hard. And then once you make it, it's like, well... I can slack off a little.
I think, right. I think another side of that is there's this exploration of it, and you get a lot of good stuff out of, you know, I'm trying this, I'm trying that, and then you come to a point where it's like, okay, this worked. I'm going to do more of that, and it gets a little bit stale.
And I definitely think, like, yeah, when the paycheck is, like, there no matter what, it just takes the pressure off you.
Sausage party, man.
Well, and that's their production company now producing it. I mean, how invested are they? It's... Hearing them talk about
it, 83% on Rotten Tomatoes. It was highly rated and reviewed.
Hearing,
but I didn't like it.
They're pushing for an Oscar. They're like sending out screeners for like Oscar consideration.
Sausage party?
Yeah.
That's
another. Hey, that's another article leaked to whatever, or not even leaked. Just hey, write this article that we're gonna have a press conference and put it out to the award shows. But that's just to sell the Blu-rays when it comes out. Like it's just to get them in the news again. But I really think. Their new stuff is like, admittedly, when they went on Howard Stern to promote it, they admitted that this is an idea we had when we were all super high. And then we like made it. And like Kevin Smith's latest movies have been admittedly like, yeah, we were really baked on a podcast and we came up with this idea. It's like,
you know what?
No one likes those fucking movies.
There was a moment in Sausage Party where all the food is smoking weed.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's gotten really lazy.
Hear me out. Hear me out. Hear me out. Hear me out.
Super fucking
lazy. Hear me out. Hear me out. Okay. All the food is smoking weed, and I think one of, like a hot dog or whatever smoking weed talks to this bottle of liquor that gave him the weed, and he was like, "Is this an indica?" And the guy goes, "No, man, sativa. It's clean high, man. Good shit." And that was the end of the scene. Like that. Like, that was the punchline of the joke.
Referencing like,
it was like
weed culture.
Yeah. Weed, they're smoking it.
I think they know, like, hey, a target demographic is like sitting around like stoner college kids. Let's placate to them.
Maybe.
I mean, maybe Cheech and Chong did that back in the day too, but
highly reviewed and rated film.
Yeah, my favorite.
Check it out.
My favorite gags in Cheech and Chong. Yo, what kind of weed is this? It's this type. And then they cut.
Tide stick. But those it was that stuff my, that's tied to a stick.
Yeah.
See, I guess the punchline was real there.
Cheech and Chong, the classic comedians. Hey, what is this I'm smoking right now? Oh, it's actually... here, I have it written down on a piece of paper. Oh. Cut. I had that.
Hey, I smoked a cigarette. I feel weird,
I'm trying
man.
To be devil's advocate.
Yeah. Oh, man, that cigarette was actually drug known as marijuana, dude. Oh, man, I became high.
Ah, I understand its effects now.
Oh.
Track two.
Track two. You rake my eye.
You know, I don't know. I don't know.
I so, shouldn't defend Seth.
Hey, you saw a movie.
Wrapping
up movie talk, didn't
you? Yeah. I've been watching some movies lately now that I have a little bit of free time. And I watched, Frank showed me a movie called, I have to look because I can never remember the name of it, mm-hmm. Anguish.
Anguish.
It's, I almost don't want to, like, spoil how meta this movie is, but that's the interest in it, and that's kind of what intrigued me. It's a horror film from the 80s, but it's like a killer is killing people in a theater where they're watching a horror film.
Okay.
And you that's like I don't even want to say anything more
the
about
the theater
it.
Seats smoke.
So, weed. Do yeah. you in watching
and it's a sativa.
If you were watching that movie in a theater, would it make you want to kind of feel uncomfortable being in the theater?
I instantly had these like fantasies of like I would want to run a screening of this somewhere and not tell the audience what they're about to see. But like around Halloween time, like, hey, come to like a horror thing, and like it just
so
yeah.
it would be scary.
But I doubt this played long in theaters. But yeah, if you saw this in a theater without knowing what it was, fuck. If you were just gonna go see a horror movie called Anguish in a theater in like the 80s when this aired, that would have been such a prime fucking experience.
Cool. Is this movie on?
I don't think it could have come out.
Or
frankly,
Hulu?
I don't think they could have released that in 2016.
Is this
I think Frank would agree.
Available
with
on any streaming service?
Not that I know of.
Frank had a copy.
Frank had a copy, and he showed it to me when we did this movie marathon. Okay. And yeah, it was awesome.
Well, check that out if you can track it down. Anguish.
Hey, real quick, going back, you mentioned Max Gilardi's new show.
Yeah, Hot Diggity Demon Brain Dump.
Yes, his new show Brain Dump. Everybody, if you haven't done it, so. Check it out. Check out Hot Diggity Demon on YouTube. He has a new series where he kind of goes, kind of analyzes movies and stuff a little bit, but he still kind of uses his own animation and things like that. It's like the way that it's put together is aesthetically like really cool.
And he's built in.
I really like how he did it.
He's built in like a storyline into each episode too that kind of flows with, you know, the way he animates it. And it's him in his apartment with other. It's really cool.
Yeah, the way he made it is. I'm a big fan of. So anyway, check that out. He's got a new series, Brain Dump. Good guy over there. Check out Max's channel, Hot Diggity Demon, whatever you want to call.
Are
him.
You coughing from the indica? Was that it?
No, it's
the camera smoking weed.
No, sativa's.
Got to cough to get off.
Different kind of.
Yeah.
Hey, man, am I drinking beer? No, that's not beer. That's vodka. It gets you way drunker than beer.
Yeah.
That's like a freshman lesson. Like when you just get to SDSU and you're like, oh, yeah, fuck.
Or you could do like vodka. A Weird Al album because all of his are about food. Is this bread gluten-free? Yes.
It's funny.
You know, they ask and you answer.
Yeah,
the gluten jokes. Myth. That's funny.
Jokes.
Yeah. So anyway, listen, this has been a great conversation. Oh, wait. No, we got to talk about important thing real quick. We should just cover.
Yeah.
That
news,
happened this
news
week.
Of the week. Yeah.
It's a bummer to say it, but Vine is dead.
Thoughts?
The joke is no longer a joke.
Now it's.
You guys really.
We made the news.
This week they canceled Vine. If you didn't know, you probably knew. Mega 64 predicted Vine ending. You know, it was
3 years ago.
Yeah, too lame, and we saw that. We did put out a video called "Vine is Dead." This week, it's been circulated again because Vine actually died.
Yeah.
So we called it as always. We know the internet better than the internet knows itself.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You know, you're talking shit on Vine.
Yeah.
You know why that is? Because you're just fucking old, man.
You don't get it.
You're old, dude.
Rocco pointed out that once Vine was announced that it was not going to be around anymore, there was a backlash from people who really liked Vine and their defense.
Which is fine. I mean, Vine was a unique thing. There were people who liked it. That's fine.
But it was kind of the consensus was, if you don't like Vine, you're old and you should go die because you're too old to be alive.
All these people talking shit on it today, you're fucking old, so enjoy dying. us young people liked it. Sorry.
Well, it doesn't make any money.
Saw a lot of that.
Now, is that why they shut it down? Because a lot of people were using it. It was popular.
It had a lot of viewership, but I just don't think there was any. Twitter itself is already struggling to monetize.
Yeah, didn't they fire a shitload of people?
Yeah. So they're already struggling to monetize. How are they going to monetize?
How are they going to verify?
Vine? Hey, you know what? In our Vine is Dead video, in our great video, it was one of those videos where we have a message at the end. We nailed it. Sean, you say, I feel like a time restriction restricts creativity. And sooner or later, all the videos are just going to end up looking the same. Yeah. And that's pretty much what happened to Vine.
A lot of the creators on Vine stopped. For the best 6 months, there are a lot of people that have not.
There was kind of just like an explosion in Vine, and a lot of kinds of videos became popular. And then you just saw those kinds of videos over and over and over again for a long time. So we called it. That's all we called it.
If you were a Vine star,
what are you going to do now?
What do you do now?
YouTube, I guess.
Move it on to YouTube.
We filmed that Buzzer game show.
Yeah.
We hung out with a couple of Vine stars there.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
What are those guys up to now?
Ugh. I mean,
I don't know.
They were great guys.
Yeah. YouTube?
Yeah. I mean, like, Burger King is always hiring.
Fuck.
Yeah. Check it out.
Dude, it's hard enough in Los Angeles.
Did you see the Burger King that dressed up like McDonald's?
Yeah.
Why would he do that?
That was a Halloween promotion.
The restaurant.
They put McDonald's, a sheet over them that said McDonald's.
Why did Burger King do that?
That's not, you can't do that.
What's funny about that is that I'd rather it be a McDonald's.
As a mayor.
You don't like McDonald's any day before.
Flame broiled.
I went in there actually for Big Mac. They said we're really Burger King, so I left.
But you,
yeah. That's, and when I saw that, I was just like, okay.
So people are gonna walk up. Their whole thing is like, get it. You're wet.
People are gonna walk up and go tight. So.